mentally or physically, success could be defined as getting up just one more time after you've been knocked down over and over and over again. I'm T. Wood, and this is Triumphant Moments, where I highlight successful moments in life that are far beyond the surface to inform, encourage, and inspire people to triumph over their life's challenges. With me today, I have the one and only Mr. Floyd Wright. He was born here in Baltimore, Maryland. He has a bachelor's degree in accounting from the Morgan State University. He is a member of the Morgan State University President's Committee for the University Choir. He also has his own tax practice where he provides business knowledge to clients as well as income tax services. He is the author of the book, Poems of Detention. He is, ladies, I repeat this, he is happily married with a daughter and a lovely grandson. Welcome, my brother, welcome.
Thank you, my brother.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. First and foremost, I want to send a major shout out to Terra Loft Consulting for where we're at here in Baltimore, Maryland at Terra Cafe. We appreciate you housing us here, and we want to just send some love out to y'all here in Baltimore, Maryland. All right? So let's just get right into it, my brother Floyd. Let's get right into it. What does a regular day look like for you? If I'm correct, you're retired right now.
Yes, I'm retired.
Okay, so waking up in the morning, is it push-ups, sit-ups, what we do? Well, like, what's our regular routine for you?
Routine, a little exercises in the morning, but definitely checking my phone for any messages that may be coming my way that may help to alter my day, my emails and text messages and maybe some phone calls. And then I spend my morning with my grandson getting him ready for school. School started on Monday, and prior to that he was in a daycare, and it was getting him to his daycare assignment, and in the afternoon getting him to his karate classes.
Ah. Now, do you find it a challenge sometimes getting your grandson ready in the morning, or is it always easy breezy?
It's pretty smooth, because he's pretty independent. He knows what he wants to wear, he knows how he wants to look, he knows what toy, whatever he wants to take with him that day, and he's on his own course.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's jump right on into it.
Yeah.
How would you describe growing up here in Baltimore, Maryland?
Great. So I've been in Baltimore all my life. I did my elementary education here, middle school, high school, and college here in Baltimore. It's been a great experience. I was raised in an area called Gilmore Homes, which is a housing project. And then later in life, in my elementary school, my parents and I, we moved to Pimlico. A lot of people know where Pimlico Racetrack is. We live in the Pimlico area. Huh. I went to Pimlico Junior High School, and later on I went to Northwestern High School.
Mother and father?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at the time that I went to Northwestern, that's when I got my good education of learning about being a part of business.
Mm.
I studied what they call a commercial business course at Northwestern High School. And from that, that's what made me decide to go into college at Morgan State and to major in accounting.
Let me ask you this here. Let's take a step back before that section here. Do you have siblings growing up?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a brother and two sisters, and they're deceased. My sisters and my brother are deceased at this point. And we're just surviving by one sister.
One sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, let's take a step back growing up here.
Okay.
So growing up, sometimes, usually it's the oldest sibling, if you will, followers. It's the oldest sibling that usually is the boss between all the siblings. Mm. Is that the case with you and your siblings when you was growing up?
Well, I was the baby, so I was the youngest. So pretty much when I was around, they were ready to leave the house. You know, get married and leave the house. So I was home with mom and dad.
So you can safely say that mom and dad didn't have to do no find creative ways to keep you in line. I say that because I'm from the country.
Okay.
And, you know, my mom found creative ways to keep me straight, you know, when I wasn't, when I was acting up. So I was wondering, how did that go in your home as far as?
No, pretty much I was pretty solemn in my own world. And just the neighborhood we lived in, a lot of young people lived there also. So we had opportunity to do a lot of outside playing and learning things and going to the playground and playing basketball and things like that.
Okay, okay, okay. So let's jump back to the Morgan State University.
Yes, yes.
You know, describe your college experience there. How would you describe it?
Believe it or not, it was a very wonderful experience. Just going on that campus the first time and going through a process of doing an application and finding out courses you had to take, and then actually going to classes. Mm. And you had to go from a building to another building, sitting in class for an hour and a half, being attentive, taking notes. It just became a whole world. And doing that, I was a challenge every day. The campus is just great. It's a beautiful campus. On Wednesdays, they had an hour, the Morgan State, the college hour, the bell would ring on campus, and students would just come outside and just be able to congregate. It was a very, very good experience. The education that I received from Morgan, phenomenal. You know, I majored in accounting, so I took a lot of accounting courses, intermediate accounting, which is some difficult classes. And then I took an income tax accounting class, which prompted me to open up a tax practice.
Mm. Now, I know my followers heard this, so I got to step back to it. You mentioned that a bell rung.
Yeah.
You mentioned that a bell. Okay. Now, we're not dating here, because I don't know if they still, to date, still the bell ring and you're notified, but the bell rung, what year was this now?
This is 1982.
1982. Okay. I was still coming into myself, okay, you know, as a human being. But that's for my followers. Y'all may not know nothing about that. You know, when the bell ring, that means you, it releases you, yes, to go to the next class.
Go to the next class,
come
right.
Come on.
This was an opportunity for the campus, the whole campus, to connect.
Ooh.
You come outside, you come out to the quad, you get to see everyone. People who are majoring in all kinds of other courses.
Man.
But you get a chance to hang out. And Morgan State has a bridge, which is very popular.
Wow.
Everyone wanted to hang on the bridge.
Is that like the premier place to hang out, to kind of congregate? And, you
know. I would say it was during my time, but now we have two bridges.
Oh.
And there are other parts of the university where people hang out, because the university has expanded. It's like a little city.
Wow.
It's expanded tremendously.
Wow. It's safe to say from what you're describing that you got a family atmosphere from your HBCU?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. My HBCU life, yes, family atmosphere. And even though I've been away from Morgan State for a number of years, I go back there often. As you mentioned in my bio, I'm part of the President's Committee for the Choir.
Right.
I'm in a mentoring program at Morgan.
Wow.
I'm on campus very often.
Wow.
Very often.
You really do not have to give your time back to do the things that you're doing to still participate and assist Morgan, Morgan State University. You know, what motivated you to do that?
Well,
you're retired, you don't have to spend your time.
Yeah,
doing it.
So yeah. Well, there's a gospel song about if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be now?
Wow.
If it had not been for the Morgan State University, where would I be now?
Wow. I think that pretty much sums it up. If I'm correct, are there any other organizations that you participate part of?
Oh yes, of course. The organization that you and I both belong to.
Absolutely.
Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Y'all better know.
Yes. And that's another part of my life that's been very strong.
Okay.
Being a part of the community,
right.
Being able to be involved with the social programs,
right.
And other commitments.
Okay. What chapter do you currently
own? I'm with the Power Mega chapter.
Okay, where's that located?
Graduate chapter in Baltimore City.
Okay. Anything particular that you could say stands out about your chapter?
My chapter, we're the Pearl of the Second District.
Okay.
And we're very much premier involved in the state of Maryland.
Okay.
The Second District, which covers a number of states, in Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, New York. And oftentimes these chapters get together and have district conferences.
Wow.
And we brainstorm and we come up with different decisions to do for our fraternity, making sure that we follow any mandated programs and making sure that we are visible in all the communities.
Mm. You know, in switching gears, I've come to the conclusion that in life, just continue to live. Sometimes life will take you in all kind of directions.
Yes.
You know, take you through some ups and it'll take you through some downs. And sometimes just finding a way to just survive the moment is a blessing within itself.
Yes.
And so when we take a look back at it, in your past, you experienced a sudden incarceration for about 2 months. And as at the ripe, mature age of 60 plus, how did you find a way? This is for the listeners. How did you find a way to see it through that moment?
At the time that the correctional officers were taking me to my cell took me in my cell, and there was a cellmate already there. The cell was probably as large as some people's bathrooms. I asked my cellmate, how long do we stay in here? And he said, 23 hours a day. And I'm thinking in my mind, since I majored in accounting, I'm multiplying 23 hours in a day times my sentencing time to come up with a number. And I just looked up to the sky and prayed to the Lord, let me make it through this.
Is it safe to say for you, spirituality is a strength for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Gets me through.
Mm. Would you say that came from your upbringing, or was it later in life when that connected?
I think it was always there, but it's been enhanced since my experience.
We have a sense to take little things for granted. Is there anything that you experienced during that time that, you know, did it increase just you being thankful for the stuff that you may not recognize, or were you always just grateful for this and that, just the little things that people tend to ignore?
I think I've always had that feeling of being appreciative, but I think with my experience, it has enhanced it. Definitely it has enhanced the term freedom.
Wow.
Because it makes a difference when you don't have the freedom. You have to ask someone, can you go somewhere? Ask, can you do something? Wait for your food to be given to you. You know, it's a big difference. So that freedom can take a lot from you.
I want to say to all our listeners here, in just understanding, you know, how Brother Floyd experienced that, for anyone who may be seeing this episode right now, and you are absolutely experiencing being incarcerated and things of that such, or may have experienced it in the past. Just as my brother Floyd sits here with me today, I assure you, there's a way to push through. Nobody said, don't get it confused that tears make you weak. Everybody has their moment or whatever it takes to survive the moment. That is a strength. Surviving the moment is a strength by all means necessary. All right? Be encouraged. Absolutely be encouraged.
Yes.
In moving forward since then, what things have you done since that time from your experiences? You basically turned your experience into something that is motivating and helping others.
Yes, yes. Well, since the book has been out, I've gone on speaking engagements. I've spoken to youth programs around the city. I've connected with a number of programs that has to do with felons. One program I'm involved called FACES. They've been dealing with felons who've previously released from prison.
You say it's called FACES?
FACES.
Okay.
And they are relating to individuals who've been released from prison, finding housing for them, and putting them in programs. Because some guys may have programs that they need to be a part of for alcoholism and maybe drug addiction.
Right.
So I've just leaned into those type of things. Been a mentor at my church. I'm doing mentoring at Morgan State University, doing mentoring through my fraternity, and also being involved in other social programs.
Mm-hmm.
There are other programs that I've become members of a board. There's a organization that are lots of activities around the city where we have things that are going on and people need to be a part of. Mm-hmm. You know, there's Dunbar High School, and there are programs that one of my fraternity brothers, Ron Miles, is running a program over in East Baltimore. And those type of things I like to be involved in because it keeps me alert, things that are going on, and also giving back.
In thinking back on your experience, first and foremost, are there any social media links that or website that people can go to purchase the book or to kind of follow you?
Mm. Well, currently I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Floyd Wright is my name.
Okay.
And you also can Google the book, Homes of Detention.
Okay.
And you can contact me that way.
So they can they can contact you that way,
right.
And get over.
And I can direct them to my website to purchase the book.
Okay. If they provide their name and information, you can get an autographed book, if I'm correct.
Yes, if you go to my website and you order through the website, you'll get an autographed book sent to your home.
Okay. So now, listeners, pay close attention here. Y'all know how I am. I tend to believe that sometimes in life, you have to pull from what you've been through in order to conquer what you're currently going through. You have to be able to take what you've been through, let it have been something that taught you something, and you use that thing that you survived to conquer that wall that's in front of you. Is there anything, what would you say that you've learned just from that experience of what you're doing for the kids and for the youth and things of that sort? Like from your experience of what you went through, what would you say you learned from?
Well, I learned this little motto that I've seen even around the city: help needs help. And there are a lot of people who need help. Some people don't realize they need help, but help needs help. So I like to help youth, you know, seniors, and you know, you might just find somebody who just needs this little blessing for no reason at all. You know? I saw a police officer the other day at a gas station. He was doing patrol, and I pulled over. I wasn't coming to get gas, and I said, "Hey, sir, I appreciate your work you're doing. Are you a father?" He said, "Yeah." I went into the back of my vehicle and pulled out a shirt that says, "All Dad, All Day." I said, "What size do you wear?" He said, "Large." I gave him the shirt, biggest smile on his face. I got back in my car and drove off. And I know he was like, "What was that? Why did I get that?" But it made his day. It made his day.
People don't understand, we need to actually understand. You'd be surprised how much of a difference you can make in somebody's life when you just provide a small gesture. You didn't have to do that. What pushed you to even do that?
I saw him, you know, and I think that everybody should get some kind of a blessing every day.
Wow.
You know, could be financial, could be in words, you know, but, you know, just a blessing. And for me to give him that t-shirt, I wasn't asking for directions or trying to help him to get me to solve a crime. It was just a matter of saying, "Hey, I need to be able to see a smile on this man's face." I gave him the t-shirt and I just walked away.
Mm. There is something here at the show that I created that is called Encouragement for Free. It could be something that we've already talked about, mm-hmm. or it could be something that you just learned, your creed, just growing up, a motto,
yes.
Or something of that sort, or a spiritual biblical scripture. What is some encouragement for free that you can provide for our listeners right now?
Great is thy faithfulness. Great. Great is thy faithfulness. Just be faithful.
Could you give us an example?
Just being faithful, daily, in your daily walk, just being faithful. Whether it be personal, family, biblical, social, just take it. Just take it and be faithful. That's all you have at the end of the day.
What about for the individuals that are frustrated and want to give up?
You don't give up. You don't give up.
Mr. Floyd Wright, you want
to continue, you know, you want to persevere.
Right.
Just use perseverance. Take you all the way to the end of the road.
I really want to thank you for coming on to the show here and being a part of, you know that you are a part of the family.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to express to our listeners?
Nothing. I think that we've covered a lot. I appreciate the opportunity and hopefully let your listeners, followers can appreciate what we did for them today.
Absolutely. To all of my followers, as my brother Floyd Wright said, sometimes you have to just kind of stay in that moment and press forward, no matter the things that are thrown at you. And as I said before, don't give up. Sometimes in life, you must fail in order to succeed. But one thing must remain certain. Under no circumstances do you ever, ever, ever give up. I'm Triumphant Moments with T. Wood. Got my brother Floyd Wright with me.
Yes.
Take care.